This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants across the Gaza Strip Sunday, including in parts of the devastated north. The military said it had cleared months ago. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari said in recent weeks Israel has identified attempts by Hamas to restore its military capabilities in the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza, and IDF forces were working to dismantle those attempts. Health officials in Gaza report 19 people were killed and dozens wounded in overnight bombardments of the area. Meanwhile, Israel has portrayed the southern Gaza city of Rafah as Hamas's last stronghold, saying it must invade in order to succeed in its goals of dismantling Hamas and returning scores of hostages. In a statement Sunday, Hagari insisted the Israeli operation in Rafah remains limited in scope and has avoided populated areas.
Since the start of our precise operation against Hamas in Rafah, we have eliminated dozens of terrorists, exposed underground terror tunnels, and vast amounts of weapons. Prior to our operations, we urged civilians to temporarily move towards humanitarian areas and move away from the crossfire that Hamas puts them in.
Those new evacuation orders from Israel Saturday forced tens of thousands more people to leave as Israel prepared to expand its military operation. In a video statement of his own Sunday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said Israel's latest move raises serious humanitarian questions.
The latest evacuation orders affect close to 1 million people in Rafah. So where should they go now? There is no safe place in Gaza. These exhausted, famished people, many of whom have been displaced many times already, have no good options.
Turk said a full-scale attack on Rafah would have a catastrophic impact and urged all nations and states with influence on Israel to do what they can to prevent such an attack. This is VOA News. Afghan officials said Sunday the death toll is in the hundreds from Friday's flash floods in the northern Baghlan province, with more than 1,600 people injured. Associated Press correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
More than 300 people are dead after flash floods caused by unusually heavy seasonal rains in Afghanistan, according to the UN Food Agency. The World Food Program is distributing fortified biscuits to survivors of the flooding, which has mostly hit the northern province of Baghlan as well as neighboring regions. A spokesperson for the Taliban government says all available resources are being mobilized to rescue people, transport the injured, and recover the dead. The UN says the floods are a stark reminder of Afghanistan's vulnerability to the climate crisis. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Knife crimes are on the rise in Britain and Wales, and a string of deadly attacks in recent years has stoked public anxiety and led to calls for the government to do more. VOA's Tommy McNeil has this report.
The UK's Office of National Statistics says police reported a year-on-year increase of 7% and knife-enabled crime in England and Wales in 2023. Such attacks rose 20% in London. Kitchen knife attacks were by far the most commonly used in such crimes, reflecting some of the difficulties of combating knife crimes. But a new law will take effect in September banning the sale of machetes and closing a loophole that companies have exploited to get around the sale and possession of so-called zombie knives. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Officials in Indonesia's West Java province report Sunday a bus slammed into cars and motorcycles after its brakes apparently malfunctioned, killing at least 11 people, mostly students, and injuring dozens of others. A West Java police spokesman said that the bus carrying 61 students and teachers was returning to a high school outside the capital of Jakarta late Saturday from a graduation celebration. The spokesman said the bus sped out of control on a downhill road, crossed lanes, hitting several cars and motorcycles before it crashed into an electricity pole. As the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season is expected to be busier than average, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, Friday put on display its so-called Hurricane Hunter aircraft in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida to help spread the word about hurricane safety. The WP3 Delta aircraft is designed to fly straight into hurricanes and into the eyes of the storms. NOAA flight engineer William Weisinger talked about the value of the flights.
You have a lot of systems on board for collecting data, which is kind of our primary goal, is to collect as much data as possible in these storms for research. The plane is a propeller plane. It has four big props outside, and we like those engines because they provide us instantaneous power in storms, which is something that you really need in turbulent air.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.